Now to your letters. First, a correction. In a profile of college softball pitcher Danielle Laurie last week, we reported that her University of Washington Huskies were defending their title as national champions in the NCAA World Series. That story aired on Sunday. In their quest for the 2010 championship, the Huskies were defeated on Saturday. This year's champions, the UCLA Bruins. We heard from many of you about last week's report on energy conservation by NPR's Brian Mann. He visited a gas station in upstate New York to ask customers whether they felt a connection between filling up at the pump and the oil spilling into the Gulf. Here's Diana Morley of Talent Oregon.
We all feel defensive when asked if we accept blame for a problem. What could help us see our responsibility in the choices we make would be to ask if we see the big picture in which BP is meeting our needs and therefore how we each play a part. We all see oil as a necessity, but until we see our own small part in the overall picture, not as bad guys, not as junkies, but as users all the same, we can't go to the next step of asking, what can we do differently?
Allison Moore of Peachland, Washington writes, I prefer to place the responsibility back with the oil companies. Why don't we ask their shareholders, the people who invest in these companies, if they are demanding higher standards of the companies they are profiting from? A number of you wanted to share some awful travel experiences following last week's conversation with Doug Lansky. His new book, The Titanic Awards, highlights the worst in travel. Steve Marlar writes on our website, I once checked into a hotel, and they told me they gave my room away, but had a room with a couch, but without a bed. I could tell I was coming down with a cold, so I was not very happy, but it was late and just wanted to get as much sleep as possible. And James Barton writes on NPR.org, I was once on a Royal Thai Air Force flight to the Philippines, cargo net seats, a Coleman water cooler with disposable cups. Everyone on that plane was sick by the time we landed. Well, we're not sick of hearing from you. Go to our website, NPR.org, and click on the Contact Us link. While you're there, you can also post responses to our stories in the comments section. And on Twitter, you can follow me at NPR Leanne, that's L-I-A-N-E. The Weekend Edition staff is at NPR Weekend.